Amsterdam is beautiful. It is unusual, too, as it is built on over 100 islands. Facing this famous square is the Royal Palace, where today important state receptions are held. On another corner is a modern department store with escalators to the different floors. There are many fine hotels. Holland is the diamond center of the world, and in this diamond factory, stones from South Africa are cut and polished. Fine stores sell the mounted gems and other famous pieces of art. Delft, China. Amsterdam is a cultural center. The people enjoy their opera house. The Rijks Art Museum has works, especially those of Rembrandt. The canals add charm to the residential districts. Holland has great wealth, even though the country has suffered grave misfortune, such as the breaking and overflowing of the dikes and the cruel hardships of the Second World War. The St. Nicholas family lives in this pleasant apartment house on the second floor in a four-room apartment. Mrs. St. Nicholas watches her family from her pleasant window and asks the girls to hurry to the store. Margot generally likes to do things with her big sister Mary, but not today. Margot's new glasses need adjusting and she's tired. Mother calls again and the girls leave. It is only a block to the neighborhood shopping center where Mrs. St. Nicholas does much of her buying. She can take a bus here to most parts of the city. They do not own a car, but ride bicycles. However, Mr. St. Nicholas works for an automobile agency and often has the use of a business car. There are three children, Mary, Margot, and Carl, who is home on leave from the army. Each apartment has a garden. Margot goes to a modern school. The children are happy and sturdy. Strong-willed, too, like their parents. Margot is a leader, inclined to be a little bossy. At least her friends think so. Her mother comes to take her to the oculist. The doctor's office is near, and it takes only a little while to have her glasses adjusted. On they go to do their errands. They stop first at a nearby inexpensive market to buy fruit and vegetables, which are cheaper here than at the neighborhood store. Mrs. St. Nicholas must buy carefully, for they have only an average income. She is an excellent cook and gives her family well-balanced meals. The energetic Holland people are famous for their delicious cooking and eat heartily and often. Many different things are sold in the stalls. Margot hopes her mother will buy her a surprise. Good, a ball. One can buy cotton material, clothes, and a variety of things. On Sundays, the family have a good time doing things together, and often spend the day at a neighborhood club to which they belong. The club is pleasant and inexpensive. Today there is a factory baseball game, and Mary's friend is on the team. She wouldn't think of missing his games for anything. Hans is an attractive, fine boy, well-liked by the St. Nicholas family. They're making plans for next Sunday. Perhaps a bicycle ride in the country, or a swim at the beach. And now it's time for the game to start. Hans plays second base. Carl St. Nicholas has brought Helga, his fiancée. Fun for the entire family. Hans plays well. He's doing fine for his team. Just what Mary hoped. Mr. and Mrs. St. Nicholas are proud of their young people and share their sports. Later, they may have tea at the little clubhouse. Mary and Hans often play tennis here. On holidays, the streets of Amsterdam are crowded with autos, streetcars, and bicycles. People bound for the country. Mary and Hans often ride 60 miles a day on their bicycles. They enjoy trips through this picturesque country. The average farm is 25 acres. Dairying is their main farm industry. Windmills are still used for power, to grind the grain, and to pump the water. Here, the windmill raises the water from the lower canal in the back to the higher canal in front. The Hollanders are gifted in raising flowers, and the climate and fertile soil contribute to good crops. Many of the flower industries are situated on the canals and are showplaces, particularly when the tulips are in bloom. The flower industry is nationally important, as they export millions of dollars worth of bulbs each year. There are large centers where the flowers are sold at auction to retail buyers. Electrical pump houses raise the canal water to the different levels. Today, modern power is replacing the windmills. The workers in the flower industry take pride in their own gardens. Each one is a gem, especially at festival time when the canals are lighted at night. Since early times, the cargo barges have carried freight through the canals. A small boat building yard on the canal. Mr. St. Nicholas enjoys fishing in the lagoons, even for a short time after work in the afternoon. They have it down to a system, and in no time at all, his line is in the water. Mother enjoys going along. She knows it's a good letdown for her husband after his strenuous workday. She offers a great deal of advice as to how to catch the timid fish. A bite. Good, a fish. Good-natured father takes a lot of teasing. Swimming and boating are fun, too. In the city, perhaps the most fun of all is a boat trip through the canals, an important part of the way of life in Holland. Father promised Margot a ride. Each boat has a lecturer to point out places of interest. He must speak several languages, for tourists from many parts of the world come to see this famous city. Cars are parked right up to the edge of the canal, and often a car falls into the water and must be pulled out. People live in houseboats, as there is a shortage of living quarters. Many people have returned from the colonies to this crowded country. Newlyweds often must live with their families. The city is a mixture of old and new. Many stately old homes border the canals, homes that have been there since medieval times. The gables often show the period in which the houses were built. One of the most colorful things along the canal is the flower market. Barges from the wholesale houses in the country come directly here. The St. Nicholas children often buy flowers at this market. 2,000 varieties of tulip bulbs are raised in Holland. 9/10 of the tulips in the United States are grown from Holland bulbs. The famous restaurants built along the canal are beautifully lighted at night. 500 miles of canals turn and twist through old parts of the city and through business districts. The cities of Holland have flourished since early times because of their international trade. Farther out in the bay, the ocean-going ships dock. Shipbuilding is a main industry. The largest number of men in Holland are employed in manufacturing and building trades. Next, the metal industry, and then shipbuilding. Both the tourists and the Holland people enjoy the boat trip to Volendam, a quaint town where the old traditions and customs have been preserved. Sailboats line the docks. The modern cranes are an incongruous note. Across the bay are up-to-date yachts. The main street is a retaining dike. Looking along the dike, one can see how the bay water on the right is higher than the houses on the left. 2/3 of the Netherlands is man-made, land reclaimed from the sea. In the future, much more of this lake will be reclaimed land. The typical small houses are neat as a pin. Often the people sit outside and visit and sew. Their wooden shoes are left on the doorsteps. People still wear wooden shoes, for they keep their feet warm and dry, well adapted to the wet climate, and cost only about 75 cents. Life is happy and carefree in this pretty port town. And so a trip through the canals is an interesting experience. One learns about these industrious, patriotic people who have fashioned their nation from the sea. Perhaps the St. Nicholas family, with their happy family circle and joy in living, gives an idea of life in this beautiful, courageous country.